Hey, what's up, guys? It's me, Nathan. I'm here with...
Hey, guys, it's me, Gabe, and welcome to our Cluttered Games podcast.
Episode 2, and today we are going to be talking about how Florida is suing CVS and Walgreens over the opioid crisis. Now, I don't know if you know as much about the opioid crisis.
No, I don't really read the news, I'm not going to lie.
According to Time Magazine, it says how Florida is suing the two largest drugstore chains because they've added to the state and national opioid crisis by overselling painkillers and not doing precautions to stop illegal sales. So it seems to me with pharma how we are in an opioid crisis, kind of like the cocaine crisis of the 1980s, or it's that big. A lot of people are doing painkillers who are laid off work because there's people with there's people with more jobs in some sectors, but now there's some with less. So I can see why people are probably doing opioids, and there's heroin. A lot of heroin deaths are huge.
It's gone up like crazy lately.
It has, absolutely. The deaths have skyrocketed since 2016 in the thousands, and it's, you know, as more people are trying to legalize marijuana medically, I think that medical marijuana could be a great replacement for these painkillers.
Yeah, you know, I'm not necessarily for marijuana, but, you know, I feel like maybe if it was legalized in some states, maybe the use of more dangerous things like heroin would maybe go down a little bit. I don't know.
I support the full legalization of marijuana because I don't see as much side effects. Because if somebody needs to prove to me that marijuana is as bad as smoking cigarettes, no one can do that. We're living in a country where if they want to smoke, they can smoke tobacco that's detrimental to their health rather than smoke something like marijuana that has not killed anybody.
Yeah.
So let that decipher that. And the pharmaceutical industries have such a big hand in America. And prohibition, you know, some of our founding fathers actually had marijuana plants because.
Really?
Yes. It's like the alcohol prohibition. People tried to control America, which what people had of substances.
Are you talking like back in the temperance movement when they tried to ban all alcohol? Yeah, I remember that.
Well, you weren't alive then.
Yeah, we learned about it.
Gabe was back then. He will tell you about that. He was saddened because he could not do that anymore.
Yeah, that was sad.
Anywho, but as for this, I really think that some people are taking the libertarian movement saying we should legalize all drugs. Yeah. And I don't agree with that.
Me either.
Because that's a dumbass idea. I don't want people to do LSD. So yeah.
Come to school freaking tripping balls.
Yeah, I mean, that would suck dick. But the thing is, I don't see much of a problem with marijuana. The only times I see stuff with marijuana where it's bad is on government websites.
Yeah.
I don't see scientists or doctors saying that, and, you know, it's stupid. It says here 45 people die nationally each day because of opioid overdoses, 45 a day. So that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Attorney General Pam Bondi, whoever that is, we don't live in Florida, so we don't know who that is, she added that the companies to a state court lawsuit filed last spring against Purdue Pharma, the maker of OxyContin, and other several opioid distributors, pretty much, it's just been a bunch of lawsuits and press releases. And also, fentanyl is a painkiller, another one that's went up since 1999 by the dozens. I think that we need to have marijuana be a medicine again, because that's what people used to. Now, I'm not saying to go back in time to when heroin was used as a cough medicine for children like it was in the 1900s. Meth was a diet pill in the 50s. Cocaine used to be medicine for lots of people, and it was in Coca-Cola in the 1800s. I don't think we should go back to that, because that's learning from our mistakes. But I haven't seen much bad about marijuana.
Yeah.
Now, I think there's this indoctrination tying marijuana with bad drugs, as in the government made marijuana Schedule One drug. According to the government, marijuana is worse than cocaine for you. Now,
I don't know about that.
No, I don't. I absolutely disagree with that. So, Gabe is taking the approach of what for marijuana?
I mean, I'm not really for it.
It should be used for medical purposes.
Yeah, I think so. But you know, I'm not really all into all that, so I can't really say that I have a super heavy opinion on either side. But yeah, I do agree with Nathan on that standpoint.
Marijuana is going up in the stock market a bunch of money. And here's the thing: tobacco, marijuana are probably the two biggest industries for substances ever. And marijuana happens to be the illegal one. I don't think that people should go to jail for so many years because they did marijuana.
Yeah, I think, you know, jail's for criminals, not for people who smoke a leaf.
Donald Trump is working on that. He made in his crime bill trying to help drug users get out of jail. I don't think that someone is a felon if they do marijuana. And it's that way in a lot of states, too. Like, in Kansas, where we're in Indiana, the law is if they find a certain amount of marijuana, you go to jail. In Kansas, for example, if you have a little molecule of marijuana, you're taken to jail.
I did not know that.
The smallest piece possible. Now, in Indiana, that's not the case, but I believe Gabe believes in medical. I believe in recreation. There's two totally different opinions. That's okay. Here's the thing about marijuana, though. It's very similar to alcohol with being high in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're a kid and at school, we were taught it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Your brain cells will die, which is true. You'll have contributed memory loss if you do it under the age of, 21 or 5. I can't remember. Under your 20s, if you're in your teen years, because your brain isn't fully developed, that's not a good thing. But I think it could be an adult medication. I don't see much. Let's take a look, actually. Let's go to see the bad side effects of marijuana. Let's take a look if this exists. Now, here's those top results. Drugfreeworld.com.
Oh, wow.
Drugabuse.gov. Goodness. Now, we have these things where it's like, it's not as trustable. Then you go down, you have Life Science, WebMD. WebMD is reputable. That's some doctor's website. We should check that out instead of .gov or anti-drug campaigns. Because they probably know more. I think our government's just messed up with that right now. I don't believe marijuana is Schedule One.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst. It is with LSD on the top rank.
No, I don't think that's quite right.
No. So, let's see. There's a damn ad. Marijuana is an herb, contains chemicals, cannabis, you know. We shouldn't tell you. We sound like idiots because most people know it has THC. Marijuana is used in an FDA-approved product called Marinol, used for a treatment of weight loss or appetite loss due to AIDS. That's the only medication that's been approved with marijuana, and that was more recent, which is very interesting. Side effects. Okay. Marijuana, which is the cannabis, which is found in marijuana, is likely safe when taken by mouth as a prescription medication. It is possibly unsafe when smoked or taken by mouth as a plant extract, but it is classified as an illegal they can't tell as much. Because it's classified as an illegal substance on the federal government level, so we don't know. They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They need more research. It's taken during pregnancy. Duh. Don't take it during pregnancy. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
If you're a woman, you can't drink when you're pregnant either. You can't do jack shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it says marijuana can make lung problems worse. It can be associated with some cases of lung cancer. However, then again, not as big as tobacco.
Yeah.
Weakened immune system. Make it hard to find infections, maybe. That's a maybe. They keep saying likely. Likely this, likely that. But heart disease. Now, here's the thing. I read that with cigarettes, if you have a heart attack, you're more likely to live. With marijuana, you have a risk of having a heart attack. So that's the only bad thing about that. Breastfeeding, I don't know why they have that.
Darn.
We can't. You can't do marijuana while breastfeeding your child. How do you? Yeah, that's seizure disorders, surgery. Yeah, don't do marijuana before you do surgery. That's just common sense. You shouldn't do anything much with that.
Of course. Of course.
And sedative medications interact with marijuana. So we've seen the side. We've seen the WebMD, the people who live to tell us the substances that are good or not, as it's likely unsafe to do this or that, like beer or smoking, but then it tells you on how it can be used as a prescription medication. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Now let's go to drugabuse.gov. Now we see, here's what the government website says. Marijuana refers to cannabis. It has mind-altering chemical THC. And is the most commonly used illicit drug in the United States. Its use is widespread among young people. And it says here, rates of marijuana use among middle school and high school students have dropped or leveled off for the past few years after several years of increase. That's probably because of vaping. Why less people are doing marijuana?
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
But since your legalization of marijuana for medical use or adult recreational use in a growing number of states may affect these views. They're saying that it's their view, different from our view.
Yeah.
People smoke marijuana in hand-rolled cigarettes or pipe or water pipe bongs. Wow, didn't know that. People can mix in food, such as brownies, cookies, or candy. Well, I'm probably going to bring some of that to school.
Oh, yeah.
This came not really. It says smoking THC-rich resins extracted from the marijuana plant is on the rise. Well, hemp was legalized more recently. That was a THC drug. But it was small in THC and didn't do much shit but help people.
Yeah.
How does it affect the brain? Oh, when a person smokes marijuana, THC passes from the lungs into the bloodstream. The blood carries the chemical to the brain and other organs throughout the body. The body absorbs THC. And here's how it can overactivate parts of the brain. Altered sense of time, changes of mood, impaired body movement, difficulty with thinking and problem solving, impaired memory, hallucinations when taken in large doses, delusions when taken in high doses, psychosis when taken in large doses.
Oh.
Affects brain development in teenagers. Well, that isn't a good talking point. Like I said, if we used it just for adults, let's give it a 21-year age limit just like alcohol, then we could be getting something there. Mm-hmm. Because people want this shit.
Yeah.
And some need it. Because there's people dying out there who could very well use this drug. And here's the government website telling you about the IQ decline and why it's bad. Now, let's go to the very first result, the Drug Free World website. Now, this one I think is less reputable so far. Short term effects of marijuana. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Memory problems, severe anxiety, paranoia, very strange behavior, panic, loss of sense of personal identity, hallucinations, lowered reaction time, increased heart rate, increased risk of stroke, problems with coordination, sexual problems for males, up to 7 times more likely to contract sexually transmitted infections in non-users. That's new. Haven't read that shit ever.
I've never read that before.
Decline in IQ, poor school performance, impaired thinking, lower life satisfaction, addiction, potential development, relationship problems, antisocial behavior, including stealing money or lying.
You see, that's just down to the nitty gritty of side effects.
Anybody can want to steal money or lie. I don't see a correlation with marijuana to the brain. Increased welfare dependence. financial difficulties. Now, this just sounds like a fucking Fundamentalist Baptist pamphlet now.
Yeah.
We are greater chances of being unemployed. You see, well, on the Joe Rogan podcast, they had the owner of Tesla. He smoked marijuana on the show, and their shit went down the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Which I find hilarious. Two out of this whole list I just read was on the government website. Most of this is jack shit crazy. Here is a story about somebody talking about it. I started using on a dare from a best friend who said I was too chicken to smoke a joint and drink a quart of beer. I was 14. After 7 years of using and drinking, I found myself at the end of the road with addiction. I was no longer using to feel euphoria. I was just using to feel some semblance of normality. Well, it's funny, is that backfires on them because beer is legal.
Yeah.
First off, and here's the thing, people can be so addicted to smoking, and there are people who can be super addicted to drinking. I know people who have drunkards in their family who can't maintain a normal family life. And if people are going to say that marijuana is so bad and put it with smoking or beer, your fault. Your fault sucks dick. You that's not going to work because the rest is legal, but why isn't that legal?
Yeah.
And here's another thing. Oh, here the guy's name who I'm reading, his name is Paul. Seems like a great guy. Here's what he goes on to say. I started feeling negative feelings about myself and my own abilities. I hated my paranoia. I hated looking over my shoulder. I really hated not trusting my friends. Excuse me. I became so paranoid that I successfully drove everyone away and found myself in the terrible place no one wants to be in. I was alone. I'd wake up in the morning and start using and keep using it throughout the day. And somebody can say the same thing about tobacco.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much any substance at all.
Absolutely. The substance that has side effects. You see, if we're just going to hit around the bush and we're going to make it so that marijuana is such a bad thing, you can't compare with anything else if you're going to make it illegal. Here's an example. There's a big jump if someone's like, I did marijuana, and it's just like when I took heroin. That's a big jump off the charts right there.
Yeah.
So you can't compare it to anything because weed is in this little corner. Let's see the Schedule I drugs of the government. So, honestly, what do you think of these people?
You mean the
government, the anti-drug organization?
I mean, it's their job. It's their job to try to steer people away. That's why we get the bullshit that we do.
Yes. More and more states are legalizing it. And here's an example. Here are the drug scheduling of the United States government. Right here. And drugs, chemicals, stuff that can be bad. Okay, let's start from the bottom, okay? Schedule V, what does that mean? Hold on.
Schedule 5.
Schedule 5. That's Roman numeral. Okay. Schedule 5 drugs are cough preparations within 200 milligrams of codeine, Lotemol, wow. Modafinil, Lyrica, and Paropecdolin. Those are certain types of medicines, right? We go up to Schedule 4. Low potential of abuse, Xanax, Soma, Darvon, Derivet, Valium, Ativan, Talwin, Ambien, Tramadol. Now go to Schedule 3, moderate to low potential for being addictive. Products less than 90 milligrams of codeine per dosage, like Tylenol. So Tylenol is in Schedule 3,
mm-hmm.
And steroids and testosterone pills. Now we go to Schedule 2. Which have a high potential of abuse. Cocaine, methamphetamine, methadone, hydromorphone, mefuridine, oxycodone. I've heard oxycodone before.
Oh, yeah.
Fentanyl. There's a word again for those opioids. Dexedrine, Adderall, and Ritalin. Those are the ones considered dangerous. Now we go to Schedule 1. Heroin. Lysergic acid diethylamide, LSD, marijuana, and methylenodeoxymethamphetamine, and methacloin and peyote, or whatever that's pronounced. So they put meth, LSD, and heroin with marijuana for the United States federal government's drug scheduling of our drugs in our country. So
yeah, I wouldn't quite say that marijuana is as bad as LSD.
That's what they put right here. There's a fine print. LSD, cannabis. So I don't think they say these are. Here's what the actual thing says for the law. They are defined as drugs with no currently accepted medical use. Well, I don't know about that, because most states are legalizing it medically. They're trying to hide this within our system, and it's right out in the open for everyone to see. I think it's absolute bull, because there's not that many bad side effects with it. And we're putting it next to LSD and heroin, which LSD is the most fucking hallucinogenic drug you could do. Heroin, your body falls apart, you'll die. Meth can kill you. But marijuana can't kill you, so it should be Schedule 3. Let's put it with Tylenol. Because there's no way in hell that cocaine is better than marijuana. Now, what do you think of this?
Yeah, that's just a bit excessive, you know? That's just...
Methamphetamine is Schedule 2. Meth. Yeah, it's Schedule 2. Yes.
Yeah, that's not quite right.
No, absolutely not. But, yeah, it just disappoints me on how they can do this. They say that the drugs abuse is big in potential. The abuse factor is big. A high potential for abuse. These people are locking themselves in a corner. Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Obama all did marijuana before.
Really?
Yes, all three of them. They're hypocrites. Yes, Bill Clinton said, "I tried but didn't inhale." George Bush did in college. Obama did it in college. Trump's the first one since George H.W. Bush to not have ever done weed. And, you know, our political system is full of hypocrites. A lot of them are like, "Oh, I did it, but I grew up and I was a kid back then," you know.
Yeah.
So we're putting ourselves in a corner. Bill Nye thinks that we should do more research. I agree. Because we'd need a lot. We have a lot of research we need to do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, then that's all I have for summing up opioid and marijuana. And now we go to Stan Lee. Now, do you know who Bill Maher is, Gabe?
Bill Maher.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Is that the guy who made the comment about...
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He.
I want to punch that dude.
Now, Bill Maher, I watch Bill Maher. I like Bill Maher. He is a liberal atheist talk show host, but I do enjoy his stuff because I agree with a lot of the stuff he says. This was too much. He trashed Stan Lee for his death, and I think that Bill Maher's really up the Trump hate lately because he wasn't like this before. And, it's ridiculous because Stan Lee has such an impact on so many generations. Not too many people can do that.
Yeah, he was a hero in himself.
My dad read his stuff. My grandpa, I did. It's very interesting, all that.
Everybody does. You know, I'm a huge Marvel fan.
Absolutely. But the talk show host said, "Donald Trump could only be elected in a country that thinks comic books are important." That wasn't taken well by anybody.
Well, you know, debatably, comic books are important. They're part of culture, you
and,
know?
And here's another shit fest. We're tying in comic books with politics.
Yeah, that's... He's running out of things to talk about, so he has to drag people down and, you know,
yes,
take a shit on Stan Lee's legacy just so he has something to talk about.
He has a legacy of trying to make America more atheist, and I think that Stan Lee has more of a positive message to everyone who people knew about. Here, someone on the Reddit put, "I'm so incredibly grateful I lived in a world that included Stan Lee." Now, that guy's probably some obese dude who who just sits in his basement all day. But hey,
yeah, but you know, he's got a point though. You know, I like comics. You know, I'm grateful that I lived the same age as Stan Lee. You know,
yeah. Well, everybody did from the 50s onward, and that's
he was born in the 20s. I'm pretty sure.
You can't really shit on Stan Lee's legacy. Really, he didn't do much of anything bad at all.
No,
and it's hard to have to see somebody in Hollywood have a clean slate as much as he did.
Yeah, for sure.
And he said, "No, I have nothing against comic books. Read them now and then when I was a kid. I was all out of Hardy Boys, but the assumption everyone had back then, both the adults and the kids, was that comics were for kids, and when you grow up, you move on to big boy books without the pictures." That's what Marr said. So
yeah, fuck that.
Marr went on to write, "In the past 20 years, adults decide they didn't have to give up kid stuff and pretend comic books were actually sophisticated literature, while some dumb people got to be professors by writing these titles such as The Otherness and Heteroxidy in The Silver Surfer. And now, when adults are forced to do grown-up things like buy auto insurance, they call it adulting. Act like it's some giant struggle." I guess I a little bit see his point. There are some people out there who can't let go of stuff, but
yeah, but there's a difference. There's a difference between liking something and not being able to grow up, you know?
Yeah, and that's weird to put those types of people all in that category, because that doesn't work.
Yeah.
He said, "Our culture hasn't necessarily gone stupider. We're just using our smarts on dumb, stupid stuff. I don't think it's a huge stretch to suggest that Donald Trump could get elected in a country that thinks comic books are so important." Yeah, there's a lot wrong, but there's a few things I agreed with there, but not too much. And I really do think that Stan Lee was a genius for what he did. He wanted to... Here's the thing. You could say the same thing about Walt Disney.
Yeah.
You could say a place where Trump got elected. Well, let's say he died recently. But no, Walt Disney died years ago. But let's say he died recently. It'd be like, oh, how could a country love Disney so much in a country where Trump could get elected? That could easily be the same case, because Walt Disney did the same thing.
Yeah.
As Stan Lee.
Yeah, they're very similar.
Yeah, and we're just seeing, you know, it's a pile of shit. And Bill Maher, I haven't liked him as much lately. I've been disagreeing with more of the stuff he said. I don't see anything wrong.
Yeah, I read about what he said. That made me really mad.
I don't care what's Bill Maher has to say about Stan Lee. And here's what happened. When Trump... when it was proven that the economy was getting better, now since Trump is president, Bill Maher literally said, "I hope there's a recession. Because then that will wake up people." He wanted there to be another recession. He hoped for that. So that the economy would crash again. Because he wanted to see that happen. Which is a stupid statement in itself to say.
Why do people like him?
Huh?
Why do people even like him?
Like who?
Bill Maher for saying stuff like that. How does he get views?
No one really did, but his defense was, oh, every Republican who's been president had a recession, so Trump has to have his now. And that just ties into politics again.
Yeah.
And right here I have a photo that's pretty hypocritical. I'm sure none of them, everybody who's listening can't see it. But I have with me a picture of Trump with Bill Maher at a Hollywood place. And they're just talking, they're laughing it out. So he's a big hypocrite. Here's what Bill Maher said a long time ago to the New York Times. What's the Post and Courier? I don't know what that is, but he said, "Even though I don't agree with everything Donald Trump says, by far, it is sort of refreshing to have a politician who isn't always walking everything back and who isn't completely pre-programmed. That's his genius. He doesn't apologize for anything. He's the king of brushing things off his shoulder, and this is what's attractive about him. I have to say, as somebody who did a show called Politically Incorrect, who is always being criticized for speaking too honestly, so he is an absolute hypocrite.
Yeah.
I've watched Bill Maher. He did, like, fear-mongering stuff, like, We're in an America where we have Orange Man running everything, and his father was an ape. What's funny is there's a whole lawsuit thing about that where Trump tried to sue Bill Maher. But I won't get into that. That's a whole other thing, but it's just hypocritical because he just praised Trump there. He says anything to get money.
Yeah.
If you check, let's try to see. I'm sure he'll get money from saying this comment. You know, the comment about Stan Lee.
I don't think he should.
Do what?
He shouldn't get paid for shitting on someone's legacy.
His net worth is $30 million. He gets paid $6 million a year. So, that's lots of money.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's that. It's so freaking stupid. So, bottom line, what do you think of Bill Maher?
I don't like him. I hate him.
Yeah.
Nothing but a hypocrite.
Yeah, and, you know, we're in a time in America where just there's so much shit. And everything we see on the internet, it runs with you. You can't escape it.
Yeah.
Everything is 24/7 in your face. Like, let's say, you know, when I pull up Twitter, for example, that's sexy. Anywho, Gabe just showed me something smexy. He put a can. What are you doing?
Nothing. I was messing with it. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was great. Like, I pull it up right now. What's the top thing on Twitter? Chipotle fires the manager. What's another thing? I refresh the page. What did you have 20 years ago that you don't have today? All this shit you see.
Who cares?
24/7. What's trending? NBA basketball. What's trending? Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. What's you can't run away, and there's Trump news, IGN doing a review of some shit that no one cares about. And that is where we are at with social media. I deleted Facebook because it was my least favorite form of social media. Yeah,
I only use Facebook to communicate with my grandmother. I'm not even kidding.
Well, yeah. You deleted yours, didn't you?
For a little bit. Then I got it back so I could talk to my family members, and that's the only thing I even use it for.
Why don't they get Twitter or Instagram or Snapchat?
It's too new for them.
Could your grandma figure it out, Snapchat?
Probably not.
Probably be like, Gabe, how do you press this button?
Yeah.
What do you do? Remember when I first used Snapchat, I fucked up.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was funny. Where you're like, no, Nathan, you don't do that. You do this. I was literally like an old person the first time I used it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that is all for now. We'll be right back after this. Coming up, we will have a video for all of you where somebody in our class got to be on live television on a show by Vivica Fox. We'll be right back after this. Hey, what's up, guys? It's me, Nathan. I am here with...
It's me, Gabe, and we're back with our podcast, part two.
Yep, and we have a video for you guys. This girl named Davi from our school got on the show Face the Truth with Vivica Fox.
Yeah.
And we are going to watch this beautifulness today. And
neither of us have seen this clip yet.
Nope, neither of us. And I will set this right here. Hold on, let me... sorry about the sounds. I need to get this positioned. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I hope this picks up and you'll be able to hear it all. So let's go.
15-year-old Davia Rodas, because she's furious her mother Ella is refusing to buy her a brand new Mercedes G-Wagon for her sweet 16.
Whoa.
Davia admits she's
spoiled, but she says she's not correct. She says she just has expensive tastes, and it's ridiculous that her mom suddenly wants her to get a job. Davia says if she doesn't get the Mercedes G-Wagon as promised, she's moving out.
If my mom does not give me that G-Wagon,
Her mom, Ella, claims she never promised Davia a brand new G-Wagon. Mom says her daughter is silly with the things she wants, and it's time for her to get to work and earn her own money. So, Davia, are you really ready to say goodbye to your mama if she doesn't buy you this brand new Mercedes G-Wagon?
Well, duh, this G-Wagon's very important to me. This is my dream car.
Can I ask, why is the G-Wagon so important to you?
I think it's extra, and I'm extra, so I need it.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, you gotta appreciate the vibe, okay?
No way.
Right, she said I'm extra, and it's extra, so. Right, I love that. Well, duh. You know how much it costs?
Like
$250,000. Oh!
Honey?
No, but I will be driving soon.
Do you have a driver's permit?
No, I haven't got it because my mom's telling me that I'm not going to get this car. If I don't get this car, I'm not driving.
Okay, by the way, guys, this G-Wagon looks like shit. If you drive one, shame on you. It looks like a toaster.
Did you promise to buy her a brand new G-Wagon?
No, ma'am. It started out with the Range Rover. We went to a dealership, and when I saw the sticker price, I was shocked.
About
88,000. I said we can do something that's reasonable.
But, Mom, okay. You were going to buy the Range Rover for a 15-year-old that doesn't have a permit and doesn't have a driver's license?
When the time comes, a used one.
But that's not okay with Dottie.
That's not okay with her. She's okay, like over the top. You know, I made her my little princess. She's always been that way.
Really?
I've been spoiled my whole life.
Really?
Yeah.
In what ways? Tell us.
So I've gotten everything I've ever wanted my whole life, no matter what it was, I got it. My mom taking this away is like stopping at a green light. Like, you don't do that.
You're not working, am I right?
No.
So who's going to maintain the car with gas and insurance?
My mom.
Ella.
What the hell?
Once she got the car, that you're going to be paying for insurance as well?
No, we're talking about her getting a job.
I brought the Dairy Queen application home to her,
and she said, oh, to the H, no, I am not doing that. I am not.
So
you got me messed up.
Why won't you get a job?
Not a Dairy Queen. I don't think I need a job. I think right now I should be a kid and be able to do kid things.
But wait, you want to be the kid, but you want the luxury adult item.
Yes.
Because, I mean, you have to realize that most, like, adults that are, like, rolling are rolling in G-Wagons, right?
But I'm 15, and I should be rolling in the G-Wagon.
Oh, my God.
In addition, though, to this G-Wagon, Davia, tell us about these expensive shopping sprees that your mom treats you to.
Well, not anymore. I used to go shopping a lot. My mom gave me like $800, $1,000, just like whatever I asked for.
$1,000? Holy
shit. No, she did it in one day. Is that right, Mom?
Yeah, exactly.
One day.
$1,000. $1,000 in one day?
Just to buy stuff. Like,
okay, what stuff was you buying?
Well, clothes, but I don't know where they're at now.
Let's go to... Sorry about this, guys. Is there a part two to this?
Yes.
Okay, there's another one. This is the last video of this. And that we're going to be finishing this shit up. And we will tell you about it, how we feel after this. Okay.
Davia says she'll move out of her mom's house if she doesn't get her dream luxury SUV. But in the meantime, she wants a bigger house too. Check it out.
What?
I need a bigger room, a bigger bed for sure, a nicer suitcase for sure, and a bigger closet and someone to organize it for me. This is not a suitable environment for me. Somebody please help.
Wow.
Davia, there was a suitcase there that still had the price tag on it. It was for $300.
Wow.
Yeah, I just got it like 2 weeks ago when I went to Florida.
Such cheap luggage, girl. But Davia,
Why don't you even take better care of the things that your mom buys you?
I do. I try.
Ella, how do you feel when you walk in the room and see all of these? You're giving her, you know, her little wish list. You spoil her, and then you see the way that closet look.
I'm highly upset with that.
Okay, yeah. Well,
it just gets me so. I'm so sick of it. Mm. I discuss it. I try to find out what she does with her stuff. I was like, I just bought you this new pair of little. She wears some little legging things all the time, and it has to have Nike this on it or something, little name on it. I'm like, where are the pants I just got you? The little jagging things you wear. I don't know. Maybe I left them at my friend's house. She's irresponsible with
it. Well, Mom, have you ever tried to withhold things from her rather than buy the things to, you know, cause her to focus on what she already has, to appreciate what she has,
Yes, ma'am. I've been working on that. Yes, I have. Yes, I've been holding back. I said I'm not buying it. I'll go to Walmart.
Maybe the $800 shoes come off the Christmas list.
Yes, exactly.
No.
That was the problem. I saw the look of fear.
Yes, I consider myself spoiled, but not a spoiled brat.
What is the difference?
Please tell us the difference. My grandma had hip surgery. I stayed at my grandma's for over a month and a half. I bathed her. I cooked her food. Aww. I cleaned her house without her even asking.
All right, we're going to give you some gifts.
Ella, I
want to
know, when you say no to her, what happens? Throws a tantrum. She'll slam my car door if we're in the car.
Ooh.
Won't get mad at me. She'll go to her room, slam the door, start crying.
Oh my God.
She'll say that I hate you or, but later on down the line, she'll come and say, Mommy, I'm sorry. I really love you. I never really meant to say that.
I have
that.
Never
that
said I hate you. That sounds like brat behavior to me.
That is a lie for sure. Well, what is the most effective way for you to get what you want from
her? The most effective way would probably be to call my grandma or guilt trip her. I told my grandma, and my grandma will tell her to give it to me, or my grandma will give it to me.
And then, wait a minute, we heard another story about the pedicure, manicure thing.
Oh, yeah, you tell us what happened. Done. This is a waste of money, because 2 weeks later, she's ripping them things off.
No.
It's too much money.
No.
$50 to get them little razor-looking nails.
Look at my nails.
Oh my God!
They're
ugly.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong.
Look, we have a picture of the before and after.
That is a problem.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Well, that costs a lot of money. You don't want to work.
Looks like a regular hand.
Yeah. So yeah, guys. If you already clicked off or whatever, if you're still watching, that's great. I'm sorry if I blasted your ears with that shit.
We're sorry. First. Ooh. I don't even know where to start with that, dude.
Okay. I don't know how to approach this. I know Davi. Very well.
I don't think I've ever said a word to her, actually.
Well, this is worse for me because I know her. I have, you know, I congratulated her on it. I didn't watch it till today. I watched a little bit, just a teensy bit, and I didn't even think of watching the full thing. I thought you would. I don't know why the hell I thought that then.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm. She is spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, if you don't know what a G-Wagon is, look it up.
It looks like a toaster.
It doesn't look too good, I realize now.
Kind of looks like a skanky trash car.
Yeah.
Except it has Mercedes on it.
Shoes on TV. Look up, where that show, Face the Truth, is held at. What place?
It's in California.
We're at. We're gonna look this up. I totally look at her differently now.
Yeah.
She is pretty much running her mom dry of money for clothes. And she doesn't even take care of them as well. I mean, she is, I'm being honest, she's spoiled. She is spoiled.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been in a situation, guys. I don't know if you have. Probably not.
No, I have never been in any situation like that at all.
You know, I was a good friend with her. And now I saw the real her on TV.
Yeah.
This is one of the weirdest situations ever.
It's Hollywood. It's filmed in Hollywood, California.
She probably had fun going there.
Probably.
I mean, here's the thing. They have the audacity and money to go to Hollywood.
My family to film their kid being a bitch.
My family couldn't afford that.
Yeah, me either.
I don't even know how they have that money, but it's coming from somewhere.
Yeah.
Another thing, I wonder where her dad is. Now, that could be taken
the wrong way, maybe.
Yeah, because she is African-American. That could be taken as a racial stereotype. But no, I'm being serious. Where's her dad at? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if that would hit her if she ever listened to this. But
doubt it.
She needs a dad to her dad
kind of set in. Her straight.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And I mean that full heartedly. I'm not being racist. I fully believe it. I'd say that if she was any other color, white or anybody, I would say the exact same thing. You know, I thought she was such a nice girl. She was so cool. I mean, she was always so nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess, you know, I guess she took care of her grandma, I guess, but the rest of that was just terrible.
Mm.
And I just can't believe that that could happen. So,
I don't know, like, I can't even relate to that whatsoever just because of how ridiculous it is, you know?
This is the weirdest, one of the weirdest situations I've ever been in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and congratulations on being on TV. Better than I could do, I guess, but
yeah, same here.
You don't go on TV and act that way, and you don't show the the bad shit you do. Yeah. I mean, the fact that she'd had those thousands of dollars of clothing and left them at her friends' houses. And,
like, what kind of mom gives their kid $1,000 to go to the mall just to buy just random stuff?
My mom doesn't give me shit.
Me either.
Maybe 20 bucks if I'm lucky.
I don't get 20 bucks if I'm lucky, dude. I don't get anything at all.
I mean, yeah. If I told my mom I'd like money for a shopping spree, she'd say no most of the time. But if she had money to do, it'd be at the most $10 to $20 if she wanted to give me a shirt or something. Not $1,000. Wait, $1,000 in clothing? How much clothes is that?
Depends on what kind of clothes she's buying.
Oh, my God. Well, I saw Thrasher in the video.
Yeah.
A lot of the people wear that shit of the skateboard apparel. And I think that that's, you know, that doesn't look too good. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know how to feel. Really, really weird situation. I think she should get her shit together. That was about like Dr. Phil or something. A lot like it.
Yeah.
It would have been funnier if she was on Dr. Phil.
Yeah. Dr. Phil would not have taken any of her shit.
No, Dr. Phil wouldn't have given her jazz like Vivica Fox.
Yeah.
Which all of you know what Vivica Fox did, she starred in the Cool Cat movie. Cool Cat. Cool Cat Saves the Kids. Yeah. Great movie.
Lord.
But, yeah, Dr. Phil would have been
that would have been funny.
Yeah, he wouldn't have taken that. But I think, should she go on Dr. Phil? Maybe that should be a suggestion for her. Get on the Dr. Phil show. I'm sure mom has money if she has money to give her kid $1,000.
Yeah. I really hope that her mom doesn't buy her shit.
Well, that's that. I hope you enjoyed listening to that. Probably not.
I didn't.
It was the worst shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, people asked me if I watched it, and I was like, no. But, and then, yeah, here's the first time that I ever watched it, and yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah, I just, I'm speechless. I have no words to describe what I've just witnessed.
Yeah.
Worst thing ever. And, yeah, I just knew her, and that's what's the hard part. I have nothing else to say. I'm dumbfounded. I hope that her mother is fine financially, her family's fine financially, and with anything else, because that's what matters. Because the fact that she wants a bigger house, a bigger room, a big car.
$250,000.
Yeah. Where do you find that from? Money doesn't grow on trees.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's $250,000.
That's not... Middle class people won't have that money.
Yeah.
If she wants this luxury life, the only way she'll ever find and get that if she'll go to goddamn Logan or Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Be with the, in their mansion with their F-boy buddies.
Yeah.
That'll be the only way I really do think she will get that.
Yeah.
And she can. She can contact... Davia, contact Jake Paul. He'll get you right on board. Because you can do that. In fact, there are several things in Hollywood, YouTube clans who have millions of dollars where they get together and they have a group and they have some people join in. They should do that with Davi.
Maybe.
She'd do great on videos with 15 million views.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect with them.
Yeah.
Good Lord Jesus. But that's such an unrealistic... She has such unrealistic dreams.
Yeah.
If she keeps whining and doing that, I think one day she could get what she gets, maybe, some of it. Or it'll be the other way around. Most likely she'll get kicked in the butt. Most likely that will happen. But there's still a little chance she whines enough. If she was in Hollywood, then maybe that could be a thing where, you know, a little bit of where she could be on a big stage if she whines enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's, well, I have morals, so I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, me too. I agree. But, you know, I don't know. That's... If I told my dad that I wanted a $250,000 car, yeah, he wouldn't even laugh. He would just be like, okay. Like, as in he doesn't even give a shit about the nonsense I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, some people would laugh and be like, haha, yeah, where are we going to get that money? My dad would just be like, yeah, okay, son. Go do something productive. Study.
My dad, if I don't even know what he'd do if I told him to. You know, I'd be like, shit, bub, you already have this and that. You know.
Yeah.
But I would never think to do that, ever. You should just go up to your dad and be like, Dad, I want a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Isn't a Ferrari less expensive than that?
Let's look it up.
That's a great question. Because they could be up in the $100,000 range, but I don't think $200,000.
How about a 2018 Ferrari?
Yeah, look that up. We're going to look up some prices for the Ferrari. See how much money it is.
$252,000. So about the same.
Yeah. Why doesn't she get a Ferrari?
I don't know.
A G-Wagon looks like crap.
Looks like a big gay toaster.
Look up... The Lamborghini, the 2018 Lamborghini price. Because that's another big car.
$200,000. So, not too far off.
So she wants a car that's more expensive
than a Lamborghini.
Yes.
Yep.
No way. There's no way in hell. No. Mm-mm. No way in hell. That's... That's shit. Wouldn't she be like the type of girl where it's a G-Wagon, let's say it's black, and she's like, no, I wanted the white one.
Yeah, that's just... I can see that happening.
Honestly. I can see her being like that after watching that. And no, her mom shouldn't buy her that.
No.
I think $88,000 is still...
My car is worth about $2,000.
I don't really have a car, but... I think that she... Her mom... saying, I'll at least do $88,000. That is generous as fuck.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Look up $88,000 cars and see what you get. We're researching this time.
Dollar cars.
Jesus, Pete. What do you get?
Still looking.
Now we wait.
Let's see. 90. Audi, BMW,
shit.
Porsche, Dodge Challenger.
Good.
Mustang. With a Shelby Mustang, so, you know.
Which would be
really
better.
Really nice one.
Better than a G-Wagon.
Yeah. I think, like, who wants to drive a toaster, you know? You could drive a nice... For $250,000, you could buy, like, three brand-new top-of-the-line Mustangs and still... be so much cooler than driving a big gay toaster.
She can buy a Mustang her mom can buy a Mustang.
Her mom can buy her a Mustang with the price range she's giving her, but good lord.
That is an absolute mess. I can't believe I just saw drama from someone I knew.
On television.
A Hollywood TV show. This is a new record of low.
And, you know, all of our friends on their Snapchat stories were saying, you know, yay, go Davia.
Yeah, yay. How great. Woo, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Woo, Davia. She absolutely just changed my mind view of her. My views of her.
Yeah. I mean, I never said a word to her, but now I know that I'm never going to say a word to her.
She was so nice. She wasn't this way when I talked with her, when I did, ever. And that's what shocks me the most.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. But yeah, that's about all for Davia and how she was on the Face the Truth show with Vivica A. Fox. Which was...
It's one of those shows that's just kind of a waste of time.
It's a ripoff of a bunch of other shows you could name.
Yeah, it's basically any daytime TV show that some moms watch while they fold their laundry.
I would see Davi on reality TV.
I wouldn't watch it.
I'd watch it. I think it'd be funny. I'd get entertainment out of that. But anywho, yep, that's all for the podcast, everybody. Have a good night. And this is Nathan and
Gabe signing out.